Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I just started laughing.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
This Walsh. What was that? Was she watching you?
Mm-hmm. I had to perform under
what's
pressure.
What's her report?
Yeah. And what's your report? You are the better judge of the OKs.
It's like a 5.7.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Good. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, it's better than 5.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah.
5.
Well, it wasn't a 6.
Bad.
Hey, man.
I thought it was like a 7. But I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Fucking 7? You think you just give 7s out like they're candy?
No, I think I earned a 7. I don't think that's it's candy. I don't think it's a Thanksgiving side dish. Speaking of which, Bear and Kev want to know what our worst side / mains are that we ate during Thanksgiving and our best. Do you want to bang that out?
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving food is horrendous. I think it's one of the worst meals I eat every year. Actually, I made a fucking sandwich for lunch today that I preferred to take Thanksgiving.
It's way better. Sandwiches are your top tier.
It wasn't close.
Wait, so your fam does traditional Thanksgiving? Like,
yeah.
What does that even mean? What's on the table?
It's turkey, stuffing, cranberries, you know, some type of yam thing. Some vegetables, a couple vegetable dishes. I bring deviled eggs, so I usually eat about 7 of those. 14 halves.
It's just too funny imagining you just like curmudgeon in the corner of the table. Just like, you pass the deviled eggs, just like one more round. Just like,
bring I bring a huge tray. I make pop like 18. It's not a big party.
That's amazing.
But yeah, that's what I usually fill up on.
Terrible meal.
Meal. Absolutely a terrible meal. Obviously, there's turkey, which is disgusting.
The worst meat.
It's just a terrible meal. So I don't enjoy it. I usually eat a big lunch, so I'm not that hungry at dinner. I usually eat like a couple of little veggie things. I have some stuffing. Aforementioned deviled eggs. Yeah. Sometimes there's another good like hors d'oeuvre that I'll inhale.
Okay.
Like one of the women brought a squash feta dip that was insanely good.
Amazing.
And I just ate like, you know, a little bits of baguette with that. So
let's go.
I do what I can. And then
you find the best thing in the room and you abuse it.
Yeah. What about you? What's your...
Well, this is we had a bigger family than usual Thanksgiving and we had some traditional stuff. My family usually does zero traditional stuff. No turkey, no stuffing, no cranberry, none of that shit. So usually my Thanksgiving meal is great. This time we had some traditional stuff, one of which was apparently a thing that everyone in America loves, which is sweet potato with marshmallows.
Literally the most disgusting thing you could eat in your life.
Are you kidding me?
Actual dog shit. Inedible food item.
It's so bad.
It's disgusting.
I like took a couple, I'd say it took total 3 miniature bites. And I was just like, what is this? Like, yeah, this is some weird disgust dessert. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so that we don't do
easy
that,
worst.
Yeah. Yeah, that's but easily worse.
Everything else is great. I mean, my family makes great food, so good job by them.
Yeah, I mean, before I was, now I'm just roped into this whole thing. When it was just me and my mom, we would do like prosciutto, like charcuterie during the day, and then we would have lamb, like a lamb based. And it there was just you go. Like, it's the best thing ever.
Lamb's incredible.
Like, everything's good all day eating, you know.
Yes. Yes.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Yeah. Okay, good little That's starter right there. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Let's go to Team Walsh here.
Oh, God.
Team fucking Walsh. Faith and Nergison.
Team disaster. I'm not so bad at FPL. I'm throwing the towel in. I'm ready to throw the towel in, honestly, on my season. It's just, forget it.
Hit multiple players out?
No, I mean, I'm waiting till at least all these games are played because I don't, you know, I want to have at least full information when I remove the players I hate. So I get in players that I like and that none of them are injured too. So I'm just going to wait until Thursday or Friday or whatever. I don't care about losing a couple shekels on these players at all. So
I guess at least you have two frees.
Talk about great.
No, I'm just saying, like, if there's a week when you're going to punt every fucking guy you hate out of your team, at least you have two frees to do it.
Yeah.
That helps, you know? Yeah. But yeah, didn't work. We both ended up on Capson, which didn't work. I still had a good week, though. I still got another green, another POW goal.
Dude, you're flying.
Gordon, dude.
Gordon's been amazing.
He's just been incredible for me. All, like, everyone that I was like, is this the Bumo guy next week? Kind of made a case to not be the Bumo guy. Arguably Palmer, I guess. But I'm in a weird spot now where I have like 8 attackers, but I don't have Bumo, who I consider to be top 3 or 4 picks among all attackers. And but I got Saliba, fuck White, you know, whatever.
I think the clamoring for Bumo in is just kind of insane.
Okay.
Like this isn't like Mo. I mean he's fine. Like he's an okay pick who maybe will get pens and maybe will not get pens, and he's just okay, you know. But I think it's like hysteria almost, where it's like just because they play Luton and this is Brentham. I mean, they barely score goals ever, so you know he's a good pick.
I still think he's a top 4 or 5 attacker.
Yes, I agree with
for
that.
For sure.
And also, I think you could just not have him and be fine. Like, you know, I think both of those worlds exist.
Totally. And we complain about it every season for fucking 10 years or however long we've done this shit. But like, if he doesn't get pens, he's not one of the best picks. Right? It's as simple as that. It's like, he's still great in open play. He's still going to get points. I would still have him in my team. But if you knew ahead of time, okay, in this run of 8 good game weeks or 7 good game weeks because they blank, they didn't get a pen, you'd be like, I'll just keep my guys, right? Like, you're kind of gambling that, like, well, they're going to get a couple more pens in there because Brentham somehow always get pens. I don't know how they do it, but they just always get a ton, whether it's him or whether it's Tony. But yeah, I kind of agree with you. But that said, I expect them to probably get pens, so I want him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still a good pick. And when you're looking at the midfielders, you know, he makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's still, you know, does it make sense to get him in your, not you, but like, you know, when you're looking at it, it's not just like, oh, I guess I have to get Bumo, so I'm going to punt, kick this really good pick out of my team. Like, I don't necessarily think that's what we should be doing here.
A big part of it is also just like, there's Saka's fine, but none of the Arsenal mids are picks. There's no Man City midfielder pick. There's Mo and probably no Liverpool midfielder pick. And it's just like, you go down the line, a lot of people getting rid of Son, which I don't really agree with. But, you know, like all of a sudden, it's like all these teams where we expect all the good picks to be, there's not that many midfielders, right? Man United doesn't have a pick. So it's like you run out.
Yeah, process by elimination is why he is so high in the pecking order, and in a season that you know, in seasons past, he wouldn't be so high. But yeah, the midfielders, yeah. It's funny, you know, going into the season, like, holy shit, there's a million. And as the season's drawn on, there's like, wow, there are four. Yeah,
I would love to hear a compilation of every content creator when the game came out. Just be like, every midfielder's 8 million. They broke the game. This is too easy this year. Everyone's saying the exact same shit, and it's just so far from the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go into game week one when you have like the recency bias and everything that happened the year before, where it's so obvious, you know, what the best thing is. And every year by, you know, mid-October, at least half of those things are completely shattered.
At least. Yeah. It's really crazy.
So I don't know.
That's why we keep coming back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the November Mug League winners. I did this based off FPL Game Week because that's what everyone says is the best for like live scores, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'll have to like double check tomorrow when it's updated on the FPL site. But first place tie for first between Sathya James, aka Kaimiya Rivers, and Chris Benson, aka Sobo Heaven. Second place is Ross Miles, aka Soccer All Stars. And third place, another tie, Jesse Parnes, aka Rice Dream, and Eric McEwen, aka Karlstad United, sending out five fucking mugs this month. So earning that. And then shout out to the leader of the public league, Keelan Kenny, aka Van Dijkstra's Algo, which I have no idea what that means, but good job by you. Where do you want to go?
Well, I wanted to come back. I guess Bumo, let's just have a more in-depth conversation about him, I think, because he's the biggest target.
Happy to.
You know, home Luton, at Brighton, at Chef U, home Villa, blank. What are you, you're just seeing this as auto, you know, this should be everyone's priority?
I think so. Yeah. I think anyone who's not getting him, going for someone else, is probably just overthinking it. I mean, even with the blank, knowing there's a blank, don't really care, right? Our teams are deeper than they've ever been, right? Like, someone has Archer or Palmer or Lascelles or Branth or whatever, and they play 1 week, fine. You know, like, whatever. That's totally fine. They're very viable, cheap picks all around the place. The fixtures are great. His underlines are the best of his career. Like, all of the shit that last year we were kind of saying, he scored in every game when Tony isn't featured. And it was like, oh, is that real? Like, is he good? Like, what? He's still fucking Bumo, you know? And then here we are, and he's the best numbers of his career. He's flying, not just on pens and open play too. Brentford look good. Somehow they don't have their best player all season, and they're still great. And
well, yeah, they're fine.
Not great, but like, they're mid table, which for, you know, their wage bill is absolutely fucking insane.
I mean, I think they're doing exactly how we would have expected them to be. Like, whatever they are, they've drawn a third and they've lost a third. Like, if you told me that that's going to be Brentham going into game McQuarrie, I'd be like, yeah, that's definitely what I would see.
That's better considering Tony. Because I was entertaining the idea, I think you were with me in preseason, that like, listen, I think Bumo's a good pick. I think Wissa's a good pick. We were both on Rico Henry, right? It's not like we were like, this team sucks. But we were also both like, there's also a chance. No, there was also some chance that they just like don't function. That like they miss Tony. Like Wissa's not really the guy. Like they can't get out. They have no hold up. They have no build up. Like, you know, Bumo can't be the team's top scorer, yada, yada, yada. But like, no, they just do the exact same thing and are still 11th, 10th, 9th, whatever, best team in the league. And like,
yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, like the Jensen, Norgaard, Janelt, even though I would never be able to pick one from the other in a lineup, like they just do a lot of work, you know, and they're flexible.
They're just good.
And he sets them up in a way that, you know, they have a good plan every week, whether you like it or not. And I mean, you know, I definitely agree, obviously, with the numbers. You can't disagree with numbers. I don't know why I started saying that sentence in such a way, but you know, still look at this player who blanked like four games in a row, well, you know, none of which were like that. I mean, at Newcastle is kind of tough, but, you know, home Everton, at NFO, at Man United, like blank. He misses chances at a good rate, and he's passing to generally less than finishers. Right. So I still feel like you do need some degree of luck. I mean, he had a couple cleared off the line against Arsenal. You know, you take that for what it is. I mean, but he finds ways to almost get points his whole career since he's been in the Premier League. So, you know, you can't really just say like, oh, it was just one of those. Like, that is who he is. He is kind of just one of those. And I think he is more dependent on the pens than maybe you think or the Gen Pop thinks on him as a pick.
I mean, he only has two.
To me, he's just
he doesn't have five. Yeah, he's not Palmer.
But I think to me, when, you know, looking at him is like, why is he better than Anthony Gordon? The literal only answer is
what I want to talk about. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. So,
how good is that? Like, that's not that good, you know? Right. So that's where, you know, it kind of looks at like Gordon's last five, right? He got goal, blank, goal, assist. Like, that's the literal stone cold nuts that you could hope for from Bumo to me in a 5-game week sample. And, you know, that's obviously a rosterable pick. That's a player that you should want. And also, you know, we have to relax a little bit, I think. It's just,
that's my
only thing with him is that, yes, he's a good pick now. Yes, is a good time to get him. And also, you can still get Green Arrows and have a good team without him. Like, both of those things are possible.
I totally agree. And, like, listen, there's, obviously, I bring up numbers all the time. I look at all the numbers, yada, yada, yada. But, like, it is also what has happened. It is not necessarily what will happen, right? I mean, he's at almost half an open play goal, expected goal per 90 right now. Like, that is phenomenally good. Like, he's 0.01 behind Mo, to put in perspective. Like, that's what he's been doing so far this season. Now, it's 12 games, 13 games. Yeah, 13 games. Like, okay, that's what he's done so far, but he might just not be that good and just slow down and just be back to like his normal rate. And then I don't know.
I don't see that. I think we should expect this to continue. Like, this is how good he is.
If this continues,
the team's built around him and he's playing striker. Like, why would that change when Tony's out? There's no reason. You know,
the structure, I agree, won't change, but he might not get as good chances, which is a real skill, right? Like, at the rate he's currently going at, he's like almost doubling his non-penalty XG. And it's like, that doesn't just happen by being like, you're right wing and now you're center forward. Like, tons of players do that switch and don't just double their XG, right? Like, this is like, he might be a star kind of numbers if he can maintain this. He's 23. Like, holy shit, he might be like,
is he really only 23?
He's 23. So, this is like potential. Like
27 or something.
No, he was fucking playing 3,000 minutes in the flamp when he's 19 and 20.
Wow, I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah, so like, there is definitely a case that he could just be exploding and having like his breakout year. But he also could not. And, you know, time will tell. So, you know, that is what it is. But yeah, great, great fucking pick. If you were wildcarding this week, easily 100 million percent he's in your team. 100 million percent.
I mean, realistically, just looking at the course of the season, you know, I mean, the correct thing would have been to obviously start with him and just never touch him.
Like, never ever sell him.
Yeah. I mean, he's, as we talked about, the boxes of ticking, you know, and he ticks
ridiculous
every single box that you can create a box for in a midfielder in the FPL game that you would want. Yeah. And that's a good thing. So,
I mean, every year, how many years in a row in preseason are we and other people in our Discord and whatever being like, is this the Mahrez of this year? And 99% of the time, there is no Mahrez. Yeah. Like that. That's
the reason why we're trying to find. This was 9 years ago, and there was a Mars.
We're still saying, yeah. There's no other. Exactly. There's no other like name we're saying in that sentence. Yeah. Like, is this the fucking blah blah blah? No, it's only the Mars, and it's still only been the Mars. Bumo's the Mars. Like he's on Thens. He's fucking main man. Dong City. Like,
yeah.
Does everything corners. Like, he takes like half the corners, but some corners like. Just such a good pick.
Yeah, he's just hurt me so much. I mean, I've owned him every year he's been promoted, and he's just fucked me so bad.
He really
every
has.
Year.
Yeah,
and he's been doing it this year. I've had him for 2 game weeks, and he has done nothing. So
he's fucked you when in your team and when out of your team.
Yeah,
the
one
true,
of many players
true
to
fucking.
Do that.
He's yes. Eiffel Towering you this year.
Yes, so far.
Let's talk about Gordon. We got 3 questions about Gordon. Benji said, X Piss Hair, which I guess is his new nickname because he no longer has the piss hair, has returned in every single home game this season. Is he best home pick in the game? Which is a weird thing. You've all said, apart from Bumo, is Gordon the best mid under 7 million? I need a Diaby replacement, also considering MGW. And Ray said, Gordong is the type of pick I always miss in FPL. Do we get ASAP or do we avoid?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, you own him. What's your how's that been, or what do you see with him?
Yeah,
how
I mean, like
having him. You've had him for what? For a while, right?
I've had him for kind of a while, yeah. But if you rewound me and your private conversations 4 days ago, I was like, "Is Gordon a good pick?" Like on the Patreon pod, I was like, "Do I have a good pick, or is this like my should I save funds to turn this guy into Bumo?" Right, and then you know, easy to say after a 13-pointer, oh, I guess he's good. I think the home thing is real. I mean, we've talked about the difference, the like chasm for some teams in their home form. Newcastle are one, Aston Villa are one, Liverpool are one. But Newcastle, I mean, I literally do not give a fuck who they're playing when they're at home. And they can blow away anyone. I think like they could fucking beat City at home and I wouldn't be that surprised. I'd just be like, damn, yeah, Newcastle are fucking legit good. Gordon had a weird stretch there when like Callum and Isak were hurt and he played a little bit of forward. And I think it was just categorically bad. I think he can't do any of the things that were asked of him. And his numbers sort of fell off a cliff in that run. But when they're looking good, Isak's back and fit, their midfield's good. Like, the difference between Gordon and Bumo is, like, Newcastle can score 4+ in any game, especially at home. And, like, Brentford may never do that.
Yeah. Well, from the team context, yeah.
Team
context. I think with the home and away thing, yes, we've been touching on that here and there with Newcastle. But I think for me with him is more like he's actually growing before our eyes in terms
he
of
looks
just
amazing.
His... Yeah, like, he used to just do petulant shit. Like he was just an immature little child kind of running around a lot of the time and
yeah.
He would get lost in games and you know he would mark himself out of games. I mean he had more than a handful of games you're just watching like is this even a Premier League player?
Yeah.
And you know last year jury very much still out, you know he had an up and down year, didn't play full, you know it was kind of hurt and but yeah, I mean this year ever since Barnes got hurt, you know he's just made that spot his own and his pressing's great. You know, he's a very good motor. You know, he just kind of goes and goes and goes and goes. Like, he scores these goals in garbage time. Like, he's an incredible yeah. garbage time player. He's still going. I mean, the goal probably should have been saved. I mean, Bob Monster is one of the worst
Bob
keepers
Monster.
You'll ever see in your life. But, you know, I mean, that goal probably shouldn't have happened. And then, you know, yeah. he had a very tame 5-pointer. And yeah. also, you know, he's just ticking along. You know, I mean, he's yeah. so active that... You know, he's going to be part of enough to keep ticking along at his price. He's just, I think, a fine, steady pick. You know what I mean? He's 5'9" now, which is still really cheap. As long as, the midfield's intact and there's a striker playing and he's not having to do that, because then he just can't do anything. Like, I agree with you completely. He just doesn't have that profile. But yeah, I mean, when he's doing this left wing stuff, you know, you just expect him to run into points. You know, he's not, the team's not built around him like it is with Bumo. And also, you know, it's kind of back to the talisman on the shitty team or the good player on a team that can score 4+, you know, kind of thing. And the answer is they're both good picks. You know?
They're so both good picks.
Getting,
I mean,
yeah, it's just getting lucky in a small window, which is most of FPL anyway.
Most of FPL anyway. And I was about to say, like, just rub your crystal ball. Are Brentford about to get 3 pens in the next 9 game weeks? Get Bumo. Are they not? Gordon might easily outscore him. Like, I mean, they have, now that they've gotten through their quote-unquote hard fixtures, which, as we saw, were not that hard for them, they have home Man United, joke. They're away Everton, away Spurs. Like, those are more games where they might stumble away from home, kind of tricky, but then
they should be there for goal.
They be open. Yeah, like, on the break, which is Newcastle's preferred way to play, is right there for the taking. Home Fulham, at Luton, home NFO, like, bangers. I mean, I'm happy with my Gordon pick. Definitely happy with my Gordon pick. Expect him to keep returning. Numbers are good. They're not blow me away incredible.
He's a winner.
Yeah, but they're still very good.
And he's cheap. You know, I mean, it's, I'd rather have him than Saka.
Looks great. I was going to bring up Saka with Bumo, because that's where I think it gets, like, a little weird interesting. Maybe we should just talk about Saka, but, like,
okay.
Because when I'm looking at my team and I'm like, rewind a week ago, I'm like, is it Palmer for Bumo? Is it going to be Son? Like, are Spurs going to be fucked up still for Bumo? Is it going to be Gordon for Bumo? And I'm sitting here and I have Saka, Mo, Palmer, Gordon, Son. And I'm just like, Saka's an assist. He's a 5-point merchant. Like, that's what Arsenal are. That's what he is. And I'm just like, Bumo, like, Saka out for Bumo looks in my head to be the biggest upgrade. But Saka has 1,000,000 points, still on a very good team with mostly good fixtures, or at least short term incredible fixtures, but decent fixtures anyway. I don't know what to make of Saka. I don't know. Like, I think it's oversimplifying it to be like, obviously keep him, incredible player, incredible pick, because that's not really justifying what he's actually been this season, what Arsenal have been this season. But also, like, getting rid of him feels stupid.
Why?
He returns every game. Is that good? Returns every game on pens on a top 3 team.
Well, he might be on pens.
Some percent of pens?
I mean, you said it yourself, you know, just because these things have happened doesn't mean that they will continue to happen.
I know.
So, you know, he's a questionable pick. He's not just a bad pick, because he does have a couple of things going for him, but he's goddamn close to being a bad pick.
Yeah.
If you watch this team, you know, I mean, he doesn't shoot. He, like, doesn't come inside.
It's insane.
He doesn't, you know, he takes some set pieces, you know, and he's literally scamming his way into these returns. Like,
it's
they're
crazy.
Not sustainable at all. At all. At all. They're just not. You know, I mean, you can't watch these games and watch him closely and say, you know, I expect him to be in and around, you know, what they're doing, because he hasn't been. And I don't know why he would be. He's just doing different things, in my assessment of watching them and watching that, him and the team. So
yeah, that match against Brentham was so bad and so boring. Arsenal crossed 27 times. They completed 2 of them, and both were from Saka. One was the Jesus header that was saved, that was then the offsides goal, and the other was the winning goal at the end. And those are the only 2 big chances Arsenal had all game. And, you know, you look at the numbers, his XA was probably like 1 because he created 2 big chances. But, like, you watch that and you're just like, This is like, yeah. And I can't think of a player that it's similar to, but it's like I have fucking Navas back in my team. And I'm like, why do I just have someone who just crosses 9 times a game and is nowhere near the box? Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's like with Ollie, like we were talking, right, where he returns every game and he looks like he's going to. Yes. Saka's been returning every game and it looks like, how the fuck is he returning every game?
Yeah.
You can, you know, throw your hands up in the air like I did with Trips and just say, fucking hate this prick. I'm just going to put him in my team and, you know, we'll see what happens. And then, of course,
I don't,
you know,
hate Joel, Saka. Calm down.
Joelinton, but whatever. But like Joel, I mean, in terms of the FPL context, if you don't own the player, because that's how I feel without Saka. I'm like,
yeah, if you haven't owned him, you're like, why are these lucky fucks just owning me
like
every week?
Like selling him, not owning him. I've been like, this was great decision. Like, I'm so happy I don't have him every game. And I watch the game and I'm like, I'm so happy I don't have him. And I look at his game log and I'm like, why don't I have him?
You
know? So you go through a lot of different things there. And at the end of the day, you know, I do more trust, you know, what I'm seeing and what I'm expecting rather than what the points say, which sometimes right, sometimes wrong. You know, you can definitely still look at this and say, fuck all that. Like, I don't care. He's more or less on pace for the same shit he did last year. He's going to get 200 points again. And, you know, I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe that he will come close to what he got last year. I don't believe he's on pace for that just because the results are saying that he's on pace for that. If you extrapolate them, when I'm watching him, he's not on pace for this fucking shit at all. He's on pace for a way worse season. And, you know, if I expect that to level out and I expect his performances to be more or less the same, then, you know, he's been at the peak and the valley's coming. You know, that's kind of how I see him.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, last five games, according to FBRF, he has 4 shots for a total of 0.1 XG. And all
center
he's doing
backs have more attacking stats than that.
Easy. I mean, Poro is like quadruple that. And he, you know, he had a very good, normal Saka statistical game week 1-7, where it's just like, yeah, I mean, I guess he's just getting big chances. You know, they're winning a million pens, like great, great, great. But yeah, lately in away Chelsea, I mean, okay, some of these are tough, right? He had away Chelsea, away Newcastle in there. But the other three games were home Sheffield, best fixture in the league, home Burnley, second best fixture in the league, away Brentham's tough. But like
home Sheffield, you didn't take a shot.
I'd kill for a shot in that game.
So you didn't take a shot. What the fuck is that? How do you explain? How can you?
Yeah.
You know, it's so...
It's so bizarre, man. It's so weird having that guy that normally I wouldn't have and would just be complaining about his lucky points every week. I mean, I'm just...
Well, that's where I come in.
And that's where even, you... That's your representation.
I haven't... Yeah, I mean, I haven't cared enough to do that, I guess. But, I mean, it's also... I care less when you have the points and it's not as bad for me.
Thank you. And, but also part of the getting rid of him feels stupid thing is he's home Wolves at Luton. Right? And it's like, God, I just wish he. I wish he was away City, away Liverpool, away Newcastle next 3. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, easiest sell of my life. But yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, he's holding hostage, and you know, I think it's dicey.
It's weird though. It's a very weird sensation to be like, gonna get rid of this guy who's just getting me a million points.
I mean, honestly, like the closest thing I can come up with to him is like kind of like in some stretches, like Jack on City, when it's just like he's just kind of does random shit that's good when you watch, but like there's no points here, you know, and he's not going to get no points. But like last year, Jack had
actually
five,
get no points.
Yeah. Like last year, like Jack had like 5 goals, 10 assists or whatever. It's like, the assists were in open play and they weren't fraudulent like a lot of Saka's assists are on corners and shit. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know. He's like fine. You know, he's okay. Yeah. But he's not, you know, a 9 million pick. Like it's like...
Right, right.
You know?
He's not a 9 million pick and we don't need the money. Another weird wrinkle of the season where it's like, if there was a Kane or something and I was like, oh, I'd really like to upgrade my second forward to Kane...
Yeah.
Oh, I have this 9 million guy who plays just like JWP on Southampton. Then okay, you know, I make that move, but I don't even fucking know. Another heavy hitter that I think a lot of people are asking about and everyone owns is Son, who we both capped unsuccessfully.
Hattie'd.
Great for us.
This other game, FPL Offsides, got me 40 points captained.
Huge.
That's great.
And you have Villa defense in that game, who got 9 million offsides.
Great.
Ben said, what do I do with Son?
Hold with confidence.
And yeah, M Webb said his son's hat trick of offsides goals, a reason to have hope he's getting in the right position, or proof that I should, or proof that I should stick to my plan and get him out now. Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way as you. I wasn't sure where you were going to come in with that, if you were ready to fuck him off after
You know why? He's a fucking hold with confidence.
Why?
They got the left winger playing now.
Oh, heel. They solved all their problems. Who needs Matto when you have fucking heel? At City, he's going to have a ball of a time. Fucking hell. That's how we spent like 30 minutes during that match in private DMs arguing about heel. No one else said a word about him.
Oh my God. At least 30 minutes, dude.
I haven't listened to any pods. I wonder if anyone mentioned him or anything, but. I'm with you and Son.
It's just a complete 1 million degree turnaround. Some might say 180, but I'm going to go to 1 million from last game week, right? It's, you know, and I was like kind of just trying to speculate of like, how could this have happened basically, right? Where, you know, he removes these players who are horrendous, Højbjerg, Dyer, you know, just where they are, it's so far past them to be playing in this system, doing the things that he's requiring of these players, right? And I mean, Brennan Johnson's a revelation. I mean, he's going to be getting more and more attention if he can fucking not get hurt again. I mean, he can't play more than two games in a fucking row, this guy. But I mean, having him playing and having Heal on the left, you know, it actually makes problems. There's problems everywhere. And he removes Kulusevski and puts him back over the right wing. I don't know what's going on with that. But, you know, when he's playing centrally for the first hour,
he was great.
They were incredible. You know, I mean, yeah, Kulusevski's not going down blind alleys, you know, being, I mean, I can't, I, he does my head and I don't want to spend time talking about him. I'll get too worked up. But I mean, Hill, right, to me was like, that was a huge thing that was missing. And it's almost also been like an addition by subtraction kind of thing, because I mean, Bentancur, obviously, just like many others in this team, cannot stay healthy. But for the half hour that he was playing with Lo Celso, it was just like,
huge.
They can't get near them. You know, I mean, no Villa midfielder could get near either of them, and they're just running the game.
Yeah, they had the one cash chance, and then like, and then Spurs were just, oh my God, they look so fucking good for like 30 straight minutes.
Yeah,
of
it
like
was insane.
Chance followed by almost chance followed by almost on the end of a huge chance, like over and over and over again. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
But I don't think Heal had anything to do with it, but you know, I just had to throw that in.
I mean, it's the progress, but like they weren't able to progress in the Wolves game because they had all these fucking shitters who just wanted to pass backwards, you know, and we're just watching all of these shitters try to pass backwards and they had no outlets and they had nothing. You know, put Lo Celso and Bentancur in and then all of a sudden like the engine works, hide the bad players by either playing them at center back, hello Royale, or put them back on the bench, you know, put Dyer and Højbjerg. And then all of a sudden you have all these technical
Højbjerg.
You have all these technical like players that get their head up and look up. I mean, dude, Hill honestly was just, I think the thing that was so frustrating with him was that like, he so clearly has spent 3 years at Spurs and never started a game where it was like, oh my God, I'm starting. Like if I don't win this game 10-0 by myself, I'm never going to see the light of day again. Like he was definitely playing with that kind of energy because when he had to make the final decision, it was bad. Like it was just a bad thing, but he moved every time he got the ball forward every single time. Like he was an outlet. He was dribbling in and around players and he was offering and he was just chaos. Like he was chaos. Like Doku was chaos. Like he was just chaos embodied and he's never played in his life in this league, basically. So
pretty much,
I mean, there are obviously a few things there that you want him to kind of like chill, dude, like, you know, pass, don't shoot, you know, hold it up for another second here, like drive forward here. But I mean, this kid hasn't played in years. He hasn't played in years.
There's a reason for that, by the way.
I mean, there has been reason for that. But when, I mean, this performance to me from the Villa is like, he was doing a lot of things that when they bought him, like I was reading about him doing and I never saw it. And I was watching this game and I was like, he's good.
I think the one obviously thing that he was really good at was just receiving the ball and moving it up the pitch, right? Like he was an outlet on the wing. But I think that anyone could really do that. I think every average winger can do that. He's going to get dropped next game and they'll just be totally fine. Yeah, I just don't think he's good. I mean, it took everyone in the world getting injured for him to get his first start. And then they're going to be back next week and not start. He's just not going to play again.
That's possible. You know, I don't know. I think that there's a lot more. I mean, like him in that 70-minute... compared to any amount of minutes I've seen Rich play in that position, it's not even compared. Like, I don't think Rich could do, you know, much of what Hill was doing. Yeah, like, receiving the ball in tight spaces and controlling it and, you know, move. Like, Rich, it just bounces off his fucking knee. You know what I mean? Or he just gets fouled.
I think Rich is a great outlet.
Yeah, in a different way, though. I mean, the way that Hill's receiving, like, the positions, like, it was, I don't know. I don't know if I'm articulating it the way that I like seeing the pictures in my head when I'm like imagining the things that I'm remembering him doing in the game.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was a really big part of why they were so difficult to deal with, because you couldn't focus anywhere. He just gave them a big spark. So I don't know. I loved his performance. I loved what he was bringing. And I thought think he was more incredible.
Where we kind of converge in our opinions of Kiel and Spurs is like, they were fucking amazing. I mean, they were tremendous, and like with a depleted team, they still created like 2.5 XG, even though they were offsides a million times, even though Sun basically had like one chance that wasn't offsides, he still created like two monster sitters, Sun did, and Poro's fucking incredible and should probably be in everyone's team, and he's just an two attacking returns per game kind of like player. Like, it seems like he could get a goal and or multiple assists every single game when you add in the set pieces. And it's just like, it's what you said at the very beginning. It's a total 180, right? Like, after the Wolves game, it's like, Spurs might be a disaster and they have these hard fixtures coming up. Like, don't really know what to do with them. And now I'm just like, I don't give a shit who they're playing. Well, like, I just don't give a shit who they're playing.
Yeah, but it's a difficult one to say, though, too, because you could have, like, Lo Celso. I mean, you're saying this about Hill. Like, there's a reason. Well, Lo Celso hasn't been playing for years. I mean, he was injured a lot, but also he's been injured. Fit a lot, too, and not picked, and he fucking ran the game. He was incredible. So, you know, I mean, there's another way this could have gone. You know, he could have fucking played Dyer, you know, put Royale back in.
Thank God.
Played fucking Skip. Like, he could have played Skip. You know, I mean, there are a lot of things he could have done differently where they would have similarly not functioned. And, you know, honestly, it is, and I don't watch every Spurs game, but I really didn't miss Sarr. You know, I don't know what exactly he's
like
good
Sarr.
At.
Or, I actually do I like Sarr.
But I didn't miss watching him. You know, I feel like he is a lot of times a passenger. And I feel like, to me, he's like a luxury player where if everything else is going right, then he's good. But if you need a performance or you need someone to actually like put their foot down and be like, I'm doing shit, like, he just can't. And he gets lost a lot. Like, I'm still don't know what to make of him.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, obviously, that they lost Bentancur, but like, Bissouma's going to come back and just play six and like, they'll be totally fine there. But yeah, I mean, between like Sarr, Lo Celso, Kulu,
should be playing over Sarr.
Well, I'm just, all I'm saying is that just between that group, they're fine. Like, they're just good. Like, and just has them still playing really well. He has everyone like attacking really well. And I just can't say enough about Poro. I mean, if for listeners longer than this season, they'll know that I was on Poro for like the last fucking 14 games of last season. I just think he's a machine made for FPL, attacking monster.
He's like Purvis.
Yeah, like he is ridiculous. He is actually ridiculous.
He just can't defend.
He can't defend, but guess what? No one's keeping a lot of cleans this season. Doesn't matter. So, you know, fuck it. Forget about cleans with him. Start him every game. Fixture doesn't matter. Multiple assists in him per game. Like he could get so many points this year. So I think he's just like, for everyone asking like defensive questions, yada, 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 like he's the guy. And just look at his fucking game log. 5-5-0 against Chelsea with 9 men. 2-6-6-7.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not with you as strongly there at all. Okay. I know he's one of your pet players, but you need to have, you know, a good, healthy, clean sheet total to get a lot of fucking points. Because relying on assists from fullbacks is, you know, we've been doing that for years, and it's very spotty. It's because they also get -1 point every time they concede 2 goals, which is very significant. And, you know,
and Spurs
without Van de Ven, you know, we'll see Romero come back. We'll see how long he can go before he gets his next red card. This is a defensively meh team, you know?
Yeah, so they're pretty bad.
I don't think you just bring Poro in irrespective of fixture. You know, I still feel it's like fair. You want to play a run.
Yeah, that it's said, fair.
You know,
the context of what I was saying, though, is that there's like Arsenal, who have like 2 picks in defense, right? There's Newcastle.
Ben White. Yeah.
And Ben White and Zinchenko, obviously the two. There's Newcastle. And then there's no one else I really trust for cleans, right? Like Liverpool. Well, Alisson might be out for like a month. And if that's the case. Then, no, I don't trust them for cleans.
Cleaving, baby. It's the cleavening.
Yeah, fucking hell. Exactly. That's what is exactly what it is. But, and then like in terms of attacking potential from all of those teams, I mean, it's basically Trips and Trent/Simi. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that like in good fixtures, they have a chance to clean, right? They kind of proved me wrong with the run of Luton, Fulham, Palace, and they probably should have kept 3 straight cleans just from sheer like ball dominance, nothing else. Barely any defending.
Well, the Palace goal also should not
have been. Yeah, that's why I said like it should have probably been 3 cleans, and they barely even have to defend in those games. So like they've shown that they're capable of cleaning in games where they're just far and away the better team, which there are a few of those coming up. And then in games when they're not, and they're probably not going to clean, he's still just an attacking monster. So
I think
he's a great pick. Yeah.
No, I agree. I think he's a great pick as well. He's 5'3". Yeah. You know, they play City right now. So, you know, now is not clearly the time.
Probably not the best time. Yeah.
But, he's improving as the season's gone on. I mean, I was very critical of him at the beginning of the year, but I think he has very much been playing a lot better the last couple month or two.
Yeah.
And
they're asking a lot more of him, and he's responding. He's just I need to do all the passing. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. You know?
And luckily, they're not asking him to do more in their own third, because then he would be not responding. He would respond
because Ange knows what he has. he knows what he has.
Maybe. I'm still not sure about that, but we'll see. You know, I mean,
with Poro, I think he does.
Yeah, he's learned, and now I think he knows what. Yes, I agree. But I think, you know, broadly speaking, when you're looking at certain selections and certain personnel, he's still, I think, working out like who can do what.
Yeah.
What combinations of players can I play together and which can't I? I mean, at least he's getting some things right, like aforementioned Skip not playing.
Skip and Dyer, fuck out of my team. Dyer, love God.
You know, it's just you can't. Do it. He can't play, you know. So
I mean, every Spurs manager for the last decade 100% starts Dyer, Skip, Hoge in that game. All three.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100%. Mean, and BJ is a pick. You know, it's again, he's definitely a pick.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about like Bumo and Gordon and shit. Like, he's
putting up monster
unplayable
numbers.
He's just been unplayable every start. Literally every game he started, he's been unplayable in one of those games.
And on both sides games, too.
Yeah, he's tracking back and defending well. I mean, he's 5'8" now. I mean, he looks just so good. I mean, playing from I thought
there's too many picks.
He's better on the right. So
there's too many fucking picks.
Yeah. I mean, they're all fucking 6 million.
Yeah, they're all free.
Yeah.
I guess like when you look at Spurs fixtures, I mean, they are kind of in a decent run out after City. Like home Newcastle's tough.
But it's in the middle of a pile up at least. It could be anything.
Yeah, that's true. But like none of the other fixtures are that
Newcastle
bad.
Will be more tired than Spurs, that's for sure.
Right. Home Newcastle is tough, but they're, you know, it's a pile of whatever. Who knows? But there's no Arsenal, there's City this week, there's no Liverpool, you know, away Man United's no longer what it is, away Brighton's no longer what it is.
Yeah, it's a long run of good fixtures. A
long run of like just solid hold your guys.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Yeah, Spurs. I mean, Spurs look, I mean, even with, you know, seven players out, they still have some depth there. I mean, they have, yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, they could lose. Like they can lose half of those games and I still think their players are good picks. You know, it's like separating reality. You know, like Villa deserve that win, I think. They played really well. Yeah, and still, I'm talking about Spurs players pick as picks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I go that far. I think a draw would have been a little bit more fair result, but
yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, Spurs. Good run for a while. And I mean, but the thing with Kulusevski, I guess I just can't help myself, but I don't understand how the man's watching the game and then he puts him back at the thing.
Yeah. What was the sub? I don't even remember what the sub was that moved him.
I think wasn't it when Bent got hurt?
No, because they were still good. Yeah, they were still like good and he was still really good. I guess it was Skip for Heel. And they moved Skip to the middle of the park and
no, because he was he was back out wide earlier. I think it seemed like it was just a tactical thing.
It was terrible.
I think he brought like BJ inside more. I don't know. I don't remember.
It was just like, no, why is he out there again? Why is he just not successfully dribbling and losing the ball again every fucking
Has
time?
He successfully gone past a man yet this year on the right wing when he's received the ball in that area? Like, has he beaten one man ever?
What we learned this weekend is that stat is just comically bad and they need to, because I think Doku had like 13 dribbles, successful dribbles. And then like everyone around Twitter, people have been posting compilation and at least like 8 of them are him like turning and dribbling backwards and back passing. Amazing. And it's just like, what is this? Like, what am I watching right now? So
speaking of Doku, is that a pick?
I don't know. Yes, because the quantity is there.
Yeah.
You know, if assuming he keeps playing regularly, which seems to be the case.
I mean, they have no players low key.
Was Jack was just ill though. I mean, I think at least the rumors were Jack was going to start that game and Alvarez was going to be out. And then Jack had the shits and, you know, I don't know what that would have meant for
which would have put Doku on the right.
Maybe Doku on the right and Foden 8, something like that. But Doku's played on the right and still does the same things and he's still good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many picks and they're all so fucking cheap. And again, that's like all of this is a reason why people just pick the players on pens. Because they get a few free goals,
and why would you have Morgan Gibbs White? Like, oh, because he gets a pen for the first time in the year after he's, you know, doing nothing. It's like, and he's tear flying.
And that's why I have Solanke, who hasn't got a pen in 44 straight games.
Yeah.
He's due.
He's due.
Is it 44? Yeah, it's more. It's like 50 something.
Dude, fucking, what about today, dude? Bill suddenly a brace of pens? When is Bill on?
I didn't even watch the game today. It was just a penalty fiesta. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
the
know
second
the
half was wild. Yeah, I mean, he's just taking pens over Holgabaums and then fucking the actual good Korean pick on Wolves is getting pens. Yeah. It's just out of control today, the pens. With this week, pens. Everyone's getting pens.
Pen 15. man, there's so much to talk about, dude. Holy shit. There's also Chelsea have a good run starting basically now. I mean, no one's really scared about home Brighton. They haven't kept it clean yet all season. Then there are away Man United, away Everton, home Chef U, at Wolves, home Palace, at Luton, home Fulham. Good run. Very weird team, have to say. Very weird team. Who I think we are, me and you, are pretty different on. I think they've been just mostly good to very good, with some really weird results and some really obviously bad finishing from Nico Jackson. But you know, at the same time, they got the shit kicked out of them 4-1 by Newcastle, mainly because of like Thiago Silva and Bob. But you know, a lot of people have Palmer. I have Palmer. I think a lot of people are starting to look at Raz. And what do you think?
I don't think there are any picks on this team.
Wow. None.
None. I still believe that to be the case. I mean, I don't think their defense is very good, nor do I think their attack is very good. I think they have several very good individual and talented players, and they are somehow finding their ways through little bits and pieces and getting results periodically. But I don't think this team is a team, you know, as I expect a team to be a team. Players are just kind of doing random shit. Like, that's what I watch. I don't know. Like, oh, is Caicedo playing? Like, Enzo, are you playing forward or back today? I don't know. Is it Mudrick playing or who's playing right? Oh, Cucurella's playing right back. Oh, I guess. All right. You know, it's like, who's center back? Oh, the oldest, worst player on the team has played every minute of the game this year. Your goalkeeper is one of the worst goalkeepers I've ever seen play football before and can't catch a ball with hands that have sticky gloves. Like, oh, yeah, he's good at passing. Great. You know, it's like
sometimes.
Maybe
he's kind of bad at everything, actually.
I feel that, but
I think Raz and Palmer are picks.
I don't see it. You know, I mean, I think Raz is like what he scored a direct free. It's like, okay. You know, I mean, he still doesn't have a lot of returns, and I feel like just sort of like the City game was mad, and I just haven't been very excited by the performances. I feel like he's individually having a very good season, and I don't think he's a good FPL pick. Like, I just don't know what his role is going to be on any given day, and I feel like he doesn't either, kind of.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just don't see cohesion. Palmer, you take the pens away, he's fucking diabolical. Like, in his return so far in the season, he's got like no points. So, you know, I think that really is good. Yes, I understand he has pens and they might get four more in the next five game weeks. Fine. But, you know, there are a lot of things here that I'm just like broadly concerned with. And he just completely ripped the fucking team to shreds. Pochettino in the press, like, I don't know what they're up to this week. You know, I don't know what version of them is going to show up next week. Just like I didn't know which version of them would show up last week. Nor have I known which version of them would show up at any game week all year. So I just don't know where the direction of travel is here. And there have been a couple of medium-sized peaks and then a lot of really low valleys. And I think broadly, mostly just bad. So
I mean, they had a really rough five-game stretch. They had away Newcastle, home City, away Spurs, home Brentham, home Arsenal. And the easiest fixture in there is home Brentham and then at Spurs. And those are the two easiest games in that run. So it's a brutal run. And, you know, they dropped a lot of points. I still think Raz has shown Hall potential. And he does have a couple of humongous hauls to show for it in the easy games that they had in the first, you know, 7-8 game weeks of the season where he had a 19-pointer and a 16-pointer. I don't think that those were like weird flukes that like, oh my God, where did that come from? Like, it, you know, after Luton, everyone brought him in for a reason. I mean, he was looking amazing. He was putting up stats, yada, yada, yada. Blanked for a while, got hurt, or I don't remember why he missed the game against Fulham. Then boom, another 16-pointer. And then the bad run started. I still think he's just been, like just what you said, like individually having a great season. I still think he's just never stopped doing that. Even in the hard games, he was having good games, I thought. And then you look and the fixtures get easier and I just expect, I expect he's going to probably have some hauls and he's going to definitely have some blanks because he's Raz. And that's just who he always has been, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have Chef U home stuff and they have a good run. I just don't imagine him making the cut, you know, against the rest of the field of midfielders to me.
Yeah,
but, you know, you, you know, if they play better in the next couple games, you could certainly look at these little mini windows like, you know, Sheffield, Wolves, Palace, Luton, Fulham, and just be like, okay, you know, those are five joke, laugh, riot, joke games. No, I'm not, you know, enthralled with this team. And also, you know, maybe he gets, I mean, look, it went well with Nico Jackson earlier this season, so why wouldn't it go well again, right?
That's but like, the I game compare, you play. But I compare him to someone like Saka. And I'm just like, who has the better chance of scoring goals? By a million, it's Raz. It's who has the better chance of a fucking brace, a hattie? Is like Saka's not even on the map, you know? And so,
but like,
I look
why
at that.
Is Raz better than BJ? Like, I think BJ's way better, a way better.
No,
pick.
Come on, we're still talking about Brennan Johnson.
Yeah, I don't think Raz has played three games similarly to the three starts I've seen Brennan do in terms of like open play.
Raz has been amazing all season.
No, I'm saying for FPL, dude. For
yeah,
like,
he's
shots
been amazing all season.
Dude, he has like not very good stats cumulatively. Like Raz is but doing has, a lot of like knitting together and shit.
But you're
he's
saying
not
he doesn't
playing...
have three games the level
no, yeah,
of Brennan
yeah, I'm just,
Johnson?
I'm saying like I think that's
plenty of
close,
games.
I think that's close.
No, I don't think that's close. I don't think that's baby. Close. Because Raz in his peak is five shots, you know, hat trick potential kind of guy and has been for
four
years.
Years ago.
No, he, literally this year. But Brennan is, you know, we still don't know if he can ever finish. He just looks good and he's really quick and is like positive. But, you know, he was.
Sounds like Raz.
He was a bad. No,
you're
but,
describing Raz.
But no, I mean,
we
Brennan
know, do
is
we know
a
Raz can finish?
Career high eight goals as the main man.
Because he's only played 1 year.
And on pens. He took three pens. He went 1 for 3 on pens. Like,
oh,
this guy is.
Just like Raz. They're the same player.
No, dude.
Raz is all one for three.
So much disrespect to Raz. So much disrespect.
I love
disrespect.
Raz. I'm giving respect to BJ. I'm elevating
too
BJ.
Much,
I'm keeping
too
Raz.
Too much respect.
Accurate amount, an appropriate amount of respect, in my view.
Insane. Insane. I think Palmer's a great pick. I still do.
Yeah.
Still planning on holding him. Great stats in open play. You know, the pens are the reason that everyone started paying attention to him, but his open play stats are still very, very good.
Yeah.
And again, when the fixtures get easy. I still think in these good fixtures, and Chelsea have been very fun to watch games all season because they're fucking crazy.
You don't know what they're going to do. You never know what they're going to do.
Their games are helter skelter, and that's kind of what I want. Like, I don't give a shit if they win points, you know, home chef you. Don't fucking care. At Wolves, they drop as many points as you want. Drop all of the points all season. But if they keep playing this way and it's like 4-3 potential, I'm like, yeah, I want their attackers. It's good.
It's just, I mean, and I don't know how much different, but like, we literally did this at the beginning of the season, and that was a big reason. Like, I mean, you didn't get affected as much of it as like I did, but like that tanked my year before it even started.
Well,
it was
yeah.
me being like, look at this good fixture run. I'm just going to back them blindly when they play Sheffield, NFO, Bournemouth, Fulham, and every player blanked every single game.
Not Raz.
And I'm just like, yeah, he did. He didn't do anything in those games.
He had 19 and a 16 and three blanks.
The Luton game.
Yeah, you got 19 against Luton, 16 against Burnley, and he blanked three other games.
But
I mean,
I brought them all in game 4. I brought them all in game 4, and then no one had him in the Burnley game because he was fucking hurt.
Obviously,
whatever, so.
I had him.
Yeah, fine.
What are you talking about?
You know, it's insane. The whole thing's insane with Chelsea.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, you can certainly just say like, yeah, I don't really know. You know, maybe they'll be better in the good fixtures. Let's find out. You know, because they are really good, and who knows with any degree of confidence here on this kind of thing. You know, they play Brighton.
Waiting for Nkuku to come back. Like,
which who knows how that'll affect things. But,
Only positively, but we don't know where he's going to play, I guess. So.
Well, it'll affect the team positively, but we don't know if that'll affect the other picks positively. It might cannibalize and make all the other picks terrible, and he's the pick. You know, we don't know yet.
Yeah, it's possible. Possible.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the fixtures speak for themselves. Home Brighton, Man United, suddenly not a good attacking fixture because they are only playing defense, but. You know, then it's Everton, Sheffield, Wolves, Palace, Luton, Fulham. It's like, you know, that's good. So
that's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what else? We have so many questions.
Yeah, let's try and do a few, but let's try and get out of here. Yeah,
we're gonna have to push some of these to Patreon Pod on Thursday, I think, because it's just too many. Just too fucking many. Let me scroll through. Phoenix said, other than City Strikers, who are the best striker options? Darwin, Solanke, someone else? Are strikers good? Are there good strikers?
I mean, we didn't talk about Jal, who was the worst player in the game.
Yeah. What did you think? I mean, obviously he didn't play well, but I was still like, he was still so involved. 13 points. Yeah, he was still like close to assists, had a big chance, wasn't even supposed to start the game, apparently, if we're to believe onset pieces. Yeah. You know, home Liverpool is brutal, you know, and he still did that.
Yeah,
I still think he's a great pick.
It's getting harder and harder to sit here and say that, though. I mean, his last 4-2-5-2-2. It's like,
it is. I mean, certainly not in form.
No,
right. I mean, there's no way to say that.
The thing with him is like he has some, you know, loose avenues via, you know, free kicks and shit. But watching them play is like he is such a peripheral figure. Like he has to like run into the point. He kind of is like Bill. Honestly, a little bit like when Bill like plays forward.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, like the games that he's not playing in midfield, and he's, you know, and where it's just like he, by nature of playing 90 minutes in this area of the field on Manchester City with that uniform on, will fall into points kind of thing, rather than him doing it by his own, volition.
It's very weird though, because even Bill, when he's playing that forward, he's still on the ball a ton. He's like an on-ball possession player.
He dribbles more, but Alves, he just passes right away.
Yeah, he's just like simply an off-ball player. Yeah, he's like an off-ball. I'm gonna float into the box. Hopefully, it falls to me. If it doesn't, no big deal. Hopefully, it went to Holland. And then he's like, I take some set pieces. I do some stuff. Yeah, a very, very weird pick. He also has benefited from, like, I don't even know, at least 3 fantasy assists, I think, that are just, you know, like 1-2 pens and one other like random lucky bullshit, which over time is just, it's basically just complete luck. I mean, those are not like repeatable events.
Yeah. And also he looks like he has assists every game.
Every single game.
So, you know, that's also a thing and that hasn't been coming in really.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to a degree, but I mean, he has 6 assists, but I mean, he still has 10 returns in 13 games, which is very good. And he keeps starting. It's still all the same stuff for me with him. It's just all these things are true. Yeah. And he's just, you know, fine, but.
Is he one of the best 7 attackers in the game? I mean, Tio and Yuval said, who are the best 7 attackers in the game? I think that is tough. That is tough.
I don't think you can put him in there at all. You know, I don't.
I mean, it's obviously Mo. It's obviously Holland. It's obviously Bumo. It starts getting a little weird. Probably still Son. I mean, Jalv is coming soon, right? Like, Jalv, the next tier, the next bucket, Jalv is in, right? I mean,
I think the best set, whatever, right? I mean, it changes because you could pluck a player who wouldn't be there if it was just like, regardless of fixture. And it's like, this 5 fixture, like, it's now, it's him, you know? And then these fixtures end, and then it's like, now he's 19th, you know?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and there's other players where it's other circumstances where I'm like, well, Isak is fit, rare. Callum's hurt, not rare. Now Callum's one of the best. I mean, sorry, now Isak's one of the best, right? But like, that's going to last 3 game weeks probably until he's hurt or Callum's back or something. And then it's like, he's not anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, that comparison in just a vacuum, you know, you would be batshit insane to say Alvarez is a better pick than Isak right now.
No shot. There's just no shot. Isak has brace potential every game. Jalv like basically never has that. I mean, he never is doing that. Some very
silly things would have to happen, like Holland not playing or something.
Yeah, which, Holland, I mean, giving him a pen, you know, for fun.
Darwin, fuck, man.
He's still a mess, but still, I would probably rather have him. If I was like wildcarding today, I'd rather have him than Jalv too. It's
a nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a nightmare, and he's returned like a lot of points, but it's also
sort of. Yeah,
he hasn't had the explosions, right? I talked about this like maybe 3-4 weeks ago or something like that, where like I think that like double digit hauls are actually underrated as like how much it swings the average points of a player, right? Like, so I think it was like, it was probably Raz actually when I was talking about it, like back in like whenever he scored that 16 pointer of like, yeah, he had all those twos, but then he had a 16 pointer and now his average is like incredible over that stretch, right? Yeah.
Then his average is 7 instead of 2.
Right. And Darwin, he has a 10 against NFO. He had an 11 and a 13 minutes against Newcastle and giving 3, no one owned him. Doesn't even really affect FPL. But he doesn't, yeah, he doesn't have that like fucking hat trick or something like that where it's just like, okay, boom, I got a huge chunk rise out of him. You know, everyone's starting to transfer him in. His average points are looking like what I would want out of a forward. He doesn't have that yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, just that idea of, you know, the double digit games, like that is the whole point of the game, kind of.
Yeah.
Because everyone that everyone has are good, you know, and yeah, they, you know, no one's blanking for 9 games in a row and they just sit on your team. Like nobody's does that, you know,
except bros.
Everyone gets, yeah, well, we host a whole bro forever, but you know, I mean, everyone gets fucking 5 points or, you know, yeah, 7 points
here and there, or 3 whatever. Points or,
but you, when you get someone that gets 13 to 20, that's like, that's what you, if you're not doing that, you know, you're just not, you're ranked 2 million like me, which is what has been happening to me all year. I haven't done that. I've been having a one real spike except for my Lord and Savior, Mick Van Ven. But, but it's like, you know, when even you have like with Darwin, like that's been the frustration point where it's like, I'm picking Darwin basically over Ollie and I'm losing points to the field. And I'm just like, why do I have,
I mean,
this guy?
I was about to bring up Ollie where like, his points are basically the exact same as Darwin's, but he has a 23 pointer. Yeah. And that's what that's why he's 20 more points than the next forward.
Yeah.
And that's everything. That's the whole reason why he like got transferred into every single team. He's been good all year. I still think he's a really good pick. But yeah, that's absolutely what separates him. Yeah, that's what separates him. And if you sort if you just sort by like total points, all the top picks have that, right? Even Saka, who we were talking badly about this game, he has a 10 pointer game week 1. We all owned him. He had a 13 pointer against Spurs game week 6. Like, fucking great. You know, that makes his total good. That makes him, owning him, feel better.
Yeah. And with Darwin, it's just,
it just hasn't come yet. Yeah. Hasn't come yet. I still think it will. And that's why you own him. But, you know. Who else should I, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to push a bunch of these to front of my life. Let's just fucking push them, right? I mean, we're well over an hour here. It was a big pot already.
Let's wrap it.
Let's wrap it up. We actually got an ass slap, if you can believe it. Huge news. New sign up. New patron sign. First new one in a long while. Stevie, get in. Slap your ass, baby. Thank you for signing up, dude.
Thanks, Stevie.
Stevie boy.
Keeping the lights on.
Yes,
we do it for you.
Yes, dude. Any last words, my man?
Champions League tomorrow, baby. We're back.
Champions League. Fantasy Champions League. Did you make your moves yet?
No, actually, I do need... I have a fucking hell of a day tomorrow, so I do need to do them tonight. But, dude, Mbappe has been a fucking disaster. Usually, he's like the guy I have every year because he's
easy hold, so good.
I don't think I want to have him anymore, so I need to fucking do some diddling.
Yeah, get him out of the team. I'm excited to see him.
And Marcus, dude, Marcus A has been also killing me. He's fucking like not started any games.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
Well, he started the last 2 games. He got subbed early. He got 59 minutes up last game. Love to see that. But I was just like, Marcus A, come on.
Yeah, you just want to have all your old friends.
Yeah, and I do. I have a lot of them.
I'm captaining Morata tomorrow.
Yeah, I captain Wolf every game, but that hasn't worked yet.
Damn. It'll surely work one of these times, yeah.
Yeah, of course. He's playing fucking Darb this week against Manchu in Turkey.
Oh, yeah, it's his game. Yeah, the Wolf Darb.
I mean, the only goal he scored in the fucking competition so far was against Manchu, so...
Yeah, when he subbed on, right?
Yeah. Reason to believe that. No, he started that one.
Oh, he did.
Reason okay. to believe he would do it again.
Get him.
On the return leg. So.
Get him.
Are you watching Saf?
Yeah. Bring him back. Should have never left. Yeah, that's it. See Friday, Friday Night Live, Thursday night, live stream on Friday. Then the pilot begins. And we'll be potting every like 2-3 days. See you then. Check us out. At FML Field, I'm following on Twitter and FML Deal Sports Page, Twitter.com/FML. Subscribe.
Sports Social Podcast Network.